Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So, do you or does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television? Hi, so does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Am I what?
Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So, are you 18 years old or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Black and white.
All right, thank you. So, would you mind sharing your age?
63.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I am voting definitely.
All right, thank you. So would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or are they about the same?
It's crazy. much more
important or somewhat more important?
Much more important.
All right. And what makes you feel that the upcoming elections are more important than usual?
Because of Donald Trump. Nobody wants to go back to slavery. Nobody wants to have their body controlled by the government. And nobody wants a king in the United States because that's not right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see. All right, perfect. Thank you. So now thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
It's very dissatisfied the way it seems to be headed, because if very dissatisfied. Because if Donald Trump goes into office, we're in trouble. A lot of people are in trouble. And a lot of people don't think they're going to be in trouble, but they are.
All right. Thank you.
I'm very dissatisfied with where it is.
All right. Thank you. So, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president of the U.S.?
If he's what?
Do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president of the U.S.?
Yes, because he was intelligent enough to step down when he found out that his age may be getting to him. I think he was pretty good at the way he's handled when he was in office, because he may have been able to get other things done if Congress or Senate or whatever would let him. You know, they just stop him.
All right. Go ahead. All right, thank you. So would you say you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Strongly approve, all right, thank you. So thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salaries are just keeping up with the cost of living? Are they falling behind or are they getting ahead?
They're behind because of the fact that I'm very dissatisfied with mine, because I am on disability, and if I'm on disability, they only went back the length of time that I worked in that year, and I couldn't even work 6 months in the year. So they're paying me from the last I worked, and I was making much more money. I should have gotten much more. So it's falling behind, because definitely.
All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of different policies, issues, and concerns that some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. And for each, I would like if you could rate it on a scale of 0 to 10 based on how important of an issue it is for you. 0 would mean that this is not important at all. A 5 would be that this is somewhat important, and a 10 would be that this is the most important. So the first one is investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers.
You know what? I got to laugh at what you just said. You said investigate. I was saying, yeah, investigate the
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. No, no worries. So sorry about that. It was investing in Medicaid.
I know.
All right.
Okay,
good. All right, thank you. So it's investing in Medicaid to provide more access to home care and better wages for home care workers.
You said Medicare?
Medicaid.
Medicaid. A lot of people that's getting Medicaid, I don't really think they deserve it, because a lot of these people on welfare is getting Medicaid, and a lot of them are good, healthy people that they can work. They can go out there and work. So Medicaid is something it's just kind of hard for me to fathom it. Maybe it's because I don't qualify for it. I don't know. But they're getting a lot of stuff. But the healthcare workers, they may need to get more money because of the fact that they're pushing on people and dealing with people's attitudes and cleaning butts and all this kind of stuff. I do that sometimes myself with a person. So, you know, I feel like anybody that's getting paid for it, hey, you need to get a lot more money than doing what you're doing, because you're washing people's behind.
All right. Yeah. So would you say this is a 10 then? It's a really important issue?
It's a really important issue that as far as the nurses getting more money, but.
All right. Thank you. So what about fighting back against racism and discrimination?
Racism is bad. It's, you know, people are not showing it, you know, they don't have, but it's a lot of races out here, and they need to get a hold of that, because it's not right. It's just simple. It's not right. Everybody is equal to me. I mean, you should be anyway.
All right.
Not
thank
because
you.
Of color your skin, but that's because I got two different races inside of me, and I don't, neither one of them, I am half black, half white, and I have half white family, half black family. I get along with both of them, but some of their friends wonder where she come from, because I'm browner than they are, and I think that's racist. Okay.
All right. Oh, no worries. Thank you. So would you say this is a 10 as well? It's a really important issue?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So what about creating more affordable housing and addressing homelessness?
Maybe more affordable, I don't know. Maybe more affordable housing. I don't know. I'm paying for a house, so I really don't. I can't say either way on that.
All right. So would you say it's like a 5 then, like somewhat important?
Yeah, it's somewhat important.
All right. What about ensuring the voting rights of all citizens are protected?
Yeah, because you're not supposed to be able to vote if you're charged with a felony, but we got somebody that can run for president in charge of 35, 34, whatever it is. So, yeah, they need to adjust that thing, because I think you should have the right to vote. I mean, if you have paid your debt to society or whatever, for whatever you did, I think you should have the right.
All right, so would you say it's a 10 then?
Yes, it's very important.
All right. What about reforming the criminal justice system to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable?
Well, bad cops, yes, but sometimes they need to shoot people. But this latest thing, that man is wrong. He's just flat out wrong. I mean, he told her to put the darn thing down, and she looked like she was trying to put it down. And then he shot her. Yeah, that was wrong. That was wrong. Yeah, that needs to, the bad cops need to be accountable for what they're doing, but all of them are definitely not bad. I used to all get right. With them all the time. All of them are not bad. No, not at all.
All right. So would you say that's like a 5 then as well? Or like where would you want to put it?
Yeah.
5 as well? All right. What about taking greater action to combat climate change, making us less dependent on fossil fuels, and building a clean energy future?
Making us less dependent on fuel. Because those countries are going to sell it at a high price. Just think about it. If something should happen, how much it's going to be hard trying to get fuel. So look at Isabel, what it sent us through, trying to get gas. They had gas, but they shut it down. Why, I don't know. But people, we need to be less dependent on that. We really do. Yes. Less dependent on it. You there? Hello?
The microphone's done. What is that? Hello? Did you come up on me? Not still on. Hello?